Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent the day is.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Song lyricists love open vowels, like ooh. The sounds let singers hold notes easily, especially in the days before microphones. And ooh especially can take on a range of suggested meanings. It's amazing how much you can say with so little.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The oo sound isn't the only one that lyricists use for effect. Sound for the sake of sound makes a song distinctive and holds a listener's attention by shifting the emphasis from syllable to syllable and by adding a syllable to the end of a word and the end of a line. The trick is to keep the lyric from sounding forced, but rather rhythmic, musical, and playful. Try these two on for size. Cole Porter moves the emphasized syllables for good satiric fun in Everybody Who's Anybody. Then Yip Harburg adds a sound to the end of the word in I Love to Singa to make it more musical and to playfully twit Al Jolson's habit of over-enunciating. The singers are Porter and Jolson.
Everybody who's anybody is bound to attend this tremendous party. Not for enjoyment, but merely to see everybody who's anybody. Everybody is dead with ennui and just about breaking from aching whoopee. But to see and be seen is the solemn duty of everybody who's anybody. So everybody steamed up on brandy will gallop about till this rout is fini. So when asked who was there, they can answer with glee, everybody who's anybody.
Chest expand. Morning, cab.
Good morning, Al.
Ah, the skies are blue, the world's a song, when life is notes to you. I've got eternal youth because I've got my heart where it belongs. Don't care who makes a nation's laws, long as I can sing its song. I love to sing about the moon and the June and the spring. I love to sing about a sky of blue or a key for two. Anything with a swing to an I love you. I love it too. I love it to sing. Give me a song about a son a gun and went and done a wrong. But keep it clean with a cottage small by a waterfall. Any samba that'll throb to a bluebird's call. I love it too. I love it to sing. I was born a singing fool. La-dee-da. Major Bowes is gonna spot me. Got through Yale with Bula Bula. La-dee-da. Oh, microphone's got me. I love to sing. I love to wake up with the South in my mouth. And wave the flag. With a cheer for Uncle Sammy and another for my mammy. I love to sing.
I love to sing about a mooner and a juner and a springer. Oh, I love to sing about a sky blue and a team of two. Thinking with a swinger of her, I love you. Love, love. Give me a song about a son. And it went and done it wrong, but keep baby cleaner. But how hot it's smaller with a waterfaller. And it's summer that is drama to a bluebird's caller. Love, love, sing. I was born a singing fooler. La-dee-da. Oh, Major Pose is gonna spot ya. Got through Yale with Bula Bula. La-dee-da.
Oh, microphone got ya.
I love to sing up. I love to wake up with the South in my mouth. And with a flagger, with a cheer for Uncle Sammy, and another for my mammy, I love to sing.
From his 1935 score to Jubilee, Cole Porter, Everybody Who's Anybody, and then from Harold Arlen and E.Y. Hawberg's 1936 score to The Singing Kid, Al Jolson, I Love to Singa. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Sometimes the ooh sound is there for its own sake. Sure, it helps the singer hold a note, and it's easy to rhyme with, but songwriters have been known to do stranger things with it. You come up with something you're calling an Indian love call, whatever that is. So you need something for a soprano and tenor to warble, something an audience might find romantic rather than slightly ridiculous. Nobody ever thought they'd hear it coming from Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy until they did. The song comes perilously close to parody. From the 1924 score to Rose Marie, MacDonald and Eddy, Indian Love Call.
Oh,
Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy with Rudolf Frimmel, Oscar Hammerstein, and Otto Harbach's Indian Love Call. One place to set the ooh sound is in a person's name as a way to call attention to it. It emphasizes rhythm or rhyme to give the song an immediately catchy appeal. Like a lot of these songs, the two that follow are from the 1920s, when playing with nonsense syllables was part of the wackiness of the day. Fred Astaire and Red Skelton's So Long Oolong, and Cliff Edwards' True Blue Lou.
So long, oolong, how long you gonna be gone? Your little Japanese will be waiting underneath the bamboo tree. So don't be too long, oolong, how long while you're away, waiting for the day when you come back to me. I'll sit and sigh neath the oriental sky each day that I am left alone in Nagasaki. So long, oolong, how long you gonna go wrong? Please don't be too long, oolong, so long, hurry back home. Oolong was his name, set her heart aflame. One day he'd say, soon I gotta go away. When he leave, Ming Toy Queen, everybody hear her say, I'll sit and sigh neath the oriental sky each day that I am left alone. So long, oolong, how long you going to roam? Please don't be too long, oolong, so long, hurry back home.
Mm-hmm. Down in the pool room, some of the gang were speaking of gals they knew. Women are all the same, said Joe. One dizzy bird said, pal, ain't you heard the story of True Blue Lou? Listen, get an earful, bow. She was a dame in love with a guy. She stuck to him, but didn't know why. Everyone blamed her, still they all named her True Blue Lou. He gave her nothing, she gave him all. And when he had his back to the wall, who fought to save him, smiled and forgave him True Blue Lou. He got a break and went away to get a new start. But poor kid, she never got a break except the one way down in her heart. But maybe somewhere in heaven above, there's a reward for that kind of love. Angels won't blame her. They too will name her True Blue Lou. She was a dame in love with a guy. She stuck to him but didn't know why. Everyone blamed her, still they all named her True Blue Lou. He gave her nothing, she gave him all. And when he had his back to the wall, who fought to save him, smiled and forgave him True Blue Lou. He got a break and went away to get a new start. But poor kid, she never got a break except that one way down in her heart. maybe somewhere in heaven above, there's a reward for that kind of love. Angels won't blame her, they too will name her True Blue Lou.
Fred Astaire and Red Skelton with Harry Ruby and Burt Kalmar's 1920 So Long, Oolong, and Cliff Edwards with Richard A. Whiting, Sam Coslow, and Leo Robbins' 1929 True Blue Lou. In a decade devoted to flagpole sitting and goldfish swallowing, nonsense of all sorts should feel right at home, even in popular music's make-believe land where romance flourishes. Nonsense becomes an end in itself, and so do nonsense sounds. Two irresistible expressions that suggest youth, freedom, and fun. Eddie Cantor with Doodle Doo Doo, and the Sextet from Cabaret Girl with Whoop Dee Doodaloo.
Haunting me, funny little strain running through my brain. It's as sweet as can be. It has such a fleeting way, though it's with me night and day. When I hear someone playing, I walk right up and say, please play for me that sweet melody called Doodle Doo Doo, Doodle Doo Doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. Don't have to sing, just doodle-doo-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-doo, doodle-doo-doo. Please play for me that sweet melody called doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. You don't have to sing, just doodle-doo-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-doo-doodle-doo-doo. I heard all the melodies from the blues to rhapsodies. They all come and go, but there's one I know that'll linger and tease. I found all the blues a pest, rhapsodies to me a death. So if you want to please me, just take this one request. Please play for me that sweet melody called doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is doodle-doo-doo, doodle-doo-doo. Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. You don't have to sing, just doodle-doo-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle-doo-doodle-doo-doo. For me, that sweet melody called do, do, doodle do, do. I like the rest, but what I like best is doodle do, do, doodle do, do. Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it. You don't have to sing, just doodle do, do it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle do, doodle do, do. Doodle do, do.
See bright and fair to you.
Every time you're in the soup, put the accent on the whoop.
If you follow my tip, you'll find troubles will vanish away. Every grip, for there's a zip about it. 1, 2, 3, pull up your socks and shout it. Whoop-de-oodle, whoop-de-oodle, whoop-de-oodle.
Caught in the rain with no umbrella and think that you're sure to get
lumbago.
Bago.
Buck up and yo, whoop to you, do do. That is the only thing that's left to do.
If only we had a clue, start writing and put the boo.
If you do, you are sure to find troubles that vanish away. Every crumb we fill the night.
Just begin it today. 1, 2, 3. Down the garden path, try it over in your mouth. Let it rip, for there's a tip about it. 1, 2, 3, pull up your socks and shout it.
Eddie Cantor with Art Castle and Melville Stitzel's 1924 Doodle Doo Doo, and the Sextet from the Ohio Light Opera's revival of Jerome Kern, P.G. Woodhouse, and George Grossmith's 1912 Cabaret Girl, Whoop-de-doodle-oo. One of the most interesting and useful things about this single sound is the way it turns into a word, and then the word suggests attitude and emotion. The simple ooh can range from surprise to joy to dismay. In this case, surprise that becomes embarrassment that becomes delight. Barbara Lee, Ooh, What You Said. Thank you.
hate what you've done. Ain't you the naughty one? Talking that way, say, are you joking or just outspoken? Ooh, what you say ought to go cover up my head. When you whispered I love you, guess you knew I loved you too. Ooh, what you said.
Barbara Lee with Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's 1940, Ooh, What You Said. Here's another song that grabs your attention by beginning with the same ooh sound, but the emotion it leads to couldn't be more different. The singer is a waitress at the end of her long shift. She's weary and worn down, but manages to keep her sense of humor. It's the lament that accompanies a dead-end job and a dead-end joint, and it's the lament that springs from sore feet and a tired back. From Frank Lesser's Most Happy Fella, Liz Larson, Ooh, My Feet.
Oh. Ooh, my feet, my poor, poor feet. Bet your life a waitress earns her pay. I've been on my feet, my poor, poor feet, all day long today. Ooh, my toes, my poor, poor toes. How do I give the service with a smile when I'm on my toes, my poor, poor toes? Order up Melba toast. And this little piggy is the littlest little piggy, but the big son of a bitch hurts the most. Oh, my feet, my poor, poor feet. Bet your life a waitress earns her pay. I've been on my feet, my poor, poor feet, all day long today.
Liz Larson, Ooh, My Feet. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Even when ooh makes itself into a word, it's never very far from nonsense, or from love songs for that matter. Put them together and you've got the goofy, youthfully seductive love songs of the 20s. They even persist in what's supposed to be the darker decade of the Depression. A lot of them are questions, a good way to flirt if you already know the answer. And the question usually begins with who. One of the most common of the ooh words, it invites the lyricist to pack in the rhymes, from the playfully flirtatious to the sexually assertive, with the answers never very far away. Janet Klein with Hoo, You Hoo, That's Who, and Alice Faye with the much tougher Whose Big Baby Are You?
Everywhere nowadays, the
got that question asking craves. Dad says to mother, ask me another. Now I've got some questions too I'd like to ask you, just a few. I know the answer, so do you. Who's got the cutest eyes? Who's got what satisfies who? You, that's who. Who would I love to pet? Who is so hard to get? Who? You, that's who. Who's positively just as sweet as can be? Who's absolutely made to order for me? Gee, who have I got to win? Who simply must give in? Who? You. Kisses make me weak. Who? You, that's who. When I don't feel inclined, who makes me change my mind? Who? You, that's who. And who's got plenty of that thing they call it? And who can pet and love like Babe Ruth can hit? Who takes the chic and prize? Who loves like Lindbergh flies? Who?
Baby, are you? Whose big baby are you? Come on, put me wise. Where'd you get those eyes? Say, who ties your ties? Don't hold out on me. Whose big baby are you? Who's the lucky one who pets you when you're sad, scolds you when you're bad? Confidentially, tell me truthfully, whose big baby are you? Whose big baby are you? Come on, put me wise. Where'd you get those eyes? Say, who ties your ties? Don't hold out on me. Whose big baby are you? Who's the lucky one who pets you when you're sad, scolds you when you're bad? Confidentially, tell me truthfully, whose big baby are you? Whose big baby are you?
Whose big baby are you?
Come on, put me wise.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Say, who ties your ties? Don't hold out on me.
Whose big baby are you? Who's the lucky one who pets you when you're sad,
scolds me when I'm bad?
Confidentially, tell me truthfully, baby.
Janet Klein with Milton Ager and Jack Yellen's 1927 Who Who You Who That's Who, and Alice Faye with Jerome Kern and Ann Caldwell's 1936 Whose Big Baby Are You. Listen to how the first of these next songs travels from Whose to Whose's in less than a line. The word may mean a name you don't know or can't remember, or maybe you choose not to. The first song's a game of cat and mouse between lovers, laid out with help from some flapper-like slang from the jazz age. The second song plays a different game as two lovers out on the town mock their supposed betters. Ben Selvin's orchestra, Who's Your Little Whose's, and Jesse Matthews, Lord and Lady Whose's.
Thank you.
your turtle dove? Who's your little who's this? Who do you love? Who's the little what's this that you're dreaming of? Who's your little who's this? Who do you love? Tell me who has you a flutter whenever they're passing by? Melts your little heart like butter. Oh me, oh my. Say, when you get the bruises, who you thinking of? Who's your little who's this? Who do you love?
Think we're Lord and Lady, who's this?
Prince Helvin's Orchestra with Ben Burney, Al Goering, and Walter Hirsch's 1931 Who's Your Little Hoosus, and Jesse Matthews with Al Hoffman, Sammy Lerner, and Al Goodhart's 1937 Lord and Lady Hoosus. One of the best ways to make that same old ooh sound do double and triple duty is to extend it for two or three syllables. The title line of this song begins with the kind of catchphrase so common in popular songs. Easy to say, easy to sing, easy to remember. What a little moonlight can do. Perfectly satisfactory and perfectly ordinary. But then you add the oohs. Now the song catches your ear and maybe even makes you grin in anticipation. This is Carla Normand. Carla Normand and the New Deal Jazz Band with Harry Wood's 1934 What a Little Moonlight Can Do. Sometimes nonsense makes sense and sometimes it doesn't. Either way, you understand what's going on. For starters, here's a song that's unmistakably Cole Porter. The use of a French expression, especially one that begins with ooh, slips without effort into a double entendre. Cole is on a roll. As Kim Criswell sings, give him the ooh-la-la.
Say you're fond of fancy things, diamond clips and emerald rings. If you want your man to come through, give him the ooh-la-la. when your car is asked to stop by some handsome traffic cop. Lest you want a ticket or two, give him the ooh-la-la. If poor Napoleon at Waterloo-la-la had had an army of debutants to give the British the well-known ooh-la-la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, don't reveal the fact you are blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's but one thing for you, la-la, to-la-la, to-la-la. Dance a hula and give him the ooh-la-la, la-la, 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 the ooh-la-la, the ooh-la-la. If the tax man calls one day and insists you pay and pay just to cut your taxes in two, give him the ooh-la-la. If your rich old Uncle Ben starts to make his will again just before his lawyer is due, give him the ooh-la-la. If Mr. Roosevelt decides to rule, la-la, until the year 1944, he'd better teach Eleanor how to ooh-la-la, and he'll be elected once more. If your bridegroom at the church starts to leave you in the lurch, don't proceed to fall in a faint. Don't run wild and crack up a saint. There's but one thing for you, la-la, to la-la. La 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 la, the ooh la la, the ooh la la, the ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la.
From Cole Porter's 1939 score to Du Barry Was a Lady, Kim Criswell sings Give Him the Ooh La La. Here's a final twosome, a song of lovers staying close even if they do look more than a little foolish, and then a song of lovers parting. The first uses silly pet names to demonstrate how silly young lovers can appear, and the second tries to make parting sound casual despite the depths of the lover's sadness. Billy Murray with Irving Berlin's 1913 Snooky Yookums, and from Vincent Eumann's and Oscar Hammerstein's 1920 Mary Jane McCain, Joan Morris and Robert White, Toodaloo.
Married couple happily living in apartment 43. I live right next door in apartment 44. She, but they're a mushy, he and she. Mushing seems to be their specialty. It would start you walking if you heard them talking. All day long he calls her Snooky Yookums, Snooky Yookums. All they do is talk like babies. She's his jelly elly roll, he's her sugar yoga bowl. Here's the way they bill and coo, poochie-woo, poochie-woo, poochie-woo. All night long he calls her Snooky Yookums, Snooky Yookums. All night long the neighbors shout, cut it out, cut it out, cut it out. They cry, for goodness sake, don't keep us all awake with your Snooky Yooky Yooky baby talk. Thank you. ever heard their mushy song? If you saw how well they get along, you would bet your life that they weren't man and wife. He's a little fellow, 4 foot tall, weighing just 100, clothes and all. She's a great big lady, weighs 280. Just imagine a poor little shrimp calling 280 pounds. Snooky Oogums, Snooky Oogums. All they do is talk like babies. She's his Yelly Yelly Roll. He's her Shoogie Oogaboo. Here's the way they bill and coo. Pudgy-woo, pudgy-woo, pudgy-woo. All night long he calls her Snooky Oogum, Snooky Oogum. All night long the neighbors shout, cut it out, cut it out, cut it out. They cry, for goodness sake, don't keep us all awake with your Snooky Ookie Ookie baby talk.
Silly, confess it's silly to have to say goodbye. But oh, it sounds so lonesome, it almost makes me cry.
I'm always tearful, just sort of fearful when happy days are past. That goodbye spoken when ties are broken maybe will be the last.
And so I say goodbye another way.
But this is what I'm thinking when I say,
toodaloo, I'll be never weary, dearie, being true to you, true as blue. Toodaloo, every day I'll send a tender thought or two to you, rushing through.
Someone's gonna find a kind of loving new to you. You know who to.
Toodaloo, my undying love is flying honeydew to you. Toodaloo.
Your information, your explanation, they thrill me, I confess.
Maybe your goodbye message was just a sweet caress.
I'm going to dream so, to make it seem so. At last I'm going to try.
When dew is falling, I'll hear you calling that wonderful goodbye.
Until we meet again some happy day, I'll think of you and then I'll hear you say, loving new to you. You know who.
Toodaloo, my undying love is flying honeydew to you. Toodaloo.
Billy Murray, Snooky Oogums, and Joan Morris and Robert White, Toodaloo. I guess that's about all there is to say, even at the risk of repetition. To each of you, toodaloo, Snooky Oogums. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it someday, I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, Fascinating Rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating Rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find that night no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter. But now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.